Welcome back in, everybody. Game time. Matt Verzal filling in for Nick Baugh as he calls the action at the MAC tournament. As I said here a little early on the show, one of the great things about being able to be a part of the NRG family is just the great people that you get the chance to work with. Joining us now is Mark Schechterle, the market manager of NRG Omaha, Wisconsin fan. He was torn here. I said, no, bud, you cheer for your team. You don't have to cheer for Nebraska because you're here. You cheer for your team.
Go Huskers.
But he is in here to discuss with us what NRG's plans are for to help out with our neighbors. We all are part of this community. I'm going to turn it over to Mark and let him tell us what NRG is about to do.
Matt, thank you. We need your all's help. Zone listeners, we absolutely need you guys to step up to the plate as you have done in the past. We all know of what's going on with this catastrophic flooding in the area. It's absolutely horrific. One of our employees has actually already been impacted by this. So we have now partnered with the Salvation Army today from 2 to 6, and then tomorrow from 10 until 6. We're going to be collecting bottled water and money at four different locations around Omaha. And this is where you come in, and we need you to do what you can to help us out. We're going to be at the Fresh Time Farmers Market locations, three of them, one at 175th and Center, one at 132nd and Center, and one at 149th and Maple. And then we will also be today and tomorrow at the Nebraska Furniture Mart Mega Mart entrance, collecting the bottled water and money. We're all suffering from this. It's horrific. I just moved up here from the Houston area. I've been through hurricanes. I've lived through it. My house was ripped apart, so I know the devastation, and I feel everyone's pain. But we all need to help out, and we ask that you participate by bringing the bottled water and money today. Again, 2 to 6 today, 10 to 6 tomorrow at these four locations. We're going to have them up on our websites. All of our seven stations are participating. Please do what you can. Give a little, give a lot, whatever you can. And on behalf of everyone at Zone and all of the NRG radio stations here, thank you. We truly, truly appreciate your support.
Yeah, it's an awesome, like I said, it's not just fluff. To be a part of an organization that's willing to help out when everybody's in such need is a great thing. The Fresh Time at 132nd Center is just down the street from us, so I'm going to try to be – we're going to have the majority of the full-time staff over there trying to help out. I'm going to buzz over there. I'm just to fill in. I'm on the scrub squad. But from 10 to whenever, you know, I do have a Python to look after, but I'll head over there about 10. I'm probably going to try to arm myself with some gift cards. That way, if you do donate, you get a little something back for it. And you can use those whenever you want. But I'll probably ask you some trivia questions, so be ready for some trivia.
That's awesome. And I will say, too, I mean, I've lived through it. Mm-hmm. My house was literally ripped apart in Houston.
In Houston.
And through Hurricane Ike.
Yeah.
And so I feel everybody's pain. And if you haven't gone through it, if you haven't suffered, the support that people give in the community is priceless.
Mm-hmm.
So please donate what you can.
And every amount matters.
Every single bit helps.
It all
a little,
adds up
a lot, whatever you can.
You got a case of bottled water laying around that you haven't used, bring it down.
Bring it, absolutely.
You got some money that you know, not necessarily all your money, but if you got some rainy day fund, you're willing to budget in something, it'd be great to help. This is what we do in Nebraska.
Yep.
This is what we should do as a society.
Absolutely.
We should all be in to help each other out. You got people that are stuck in their homes. I've never been so scared to death in my life reading a Twitter feed as I was last night. It was, I'm not sure it is now, but it used to be Mean Streets of Omaha. But they went through the whole process of a lady that had been stuck out in her house. You got helicopters, you got Blackhawks, you got everything turned out all right as far as I could interpret on there. But it just sent a sense to me. I called my grandma to make sure she was all right. She's up kind of a little bit further north, but they're still getting it pretty bad up there. So we got to take care of each other or we're not doing this thing right.
Yeah, just because you have not been impacted doesn't mean that you can't help out,
mm-hmm.
and you absolutely can. So please do what you can, and we truly appreciate all of the Zone listeners. So thank you.
100%. Thank you to you guys for setting this up. That was Mark Schechterle as he just dodges out. Go Big Red. it's what it's about. And I can tell you, hey, this, that, the other. We know what we do. This is a Nebraska thing. We'll band in and help each other. I'm going to try to get over there it looks like I'll probably make it from about 10 to hopefully noon. But I'll be over there shooting the breeze. You got anything you want to discuss, hang out? I'm not quite as fat as I was a couple weeks ago. I'm not a big picture person, but I got a sweet beard. I'll probably take a picture, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to bring over some gift cards. We'll do a little trivia, a little fun.
I'll be out and around somewhere tomorrow. I have no idea where. Yeah. I told them wherever you need me, I'm there. So I'm out somewhere.
Yeah. But everybody does a little piece. Worst case scenario, you feel good about the day. So if you can help out in any way, it all does add up. And if it's $5, $2, whatever, your car change, you know, I've got some. We have a quarter. When you get odds and ends of change, we'll put those in the bucket. I've sent out an email to a couple of my bartenders. I'm like, hey, I'm going to take that quarter bucket and go donate. And they're like, yeah, absolutely. So,
and if you miss those locations, once again, yes, it'll be up on our website.
Yep.
As
let's tweet it out, too.
Yep. As soon as it's up on Twitter, I'm actually going to tweet it out. So,
perfect.
And then we'll be mentioning this all day.
All day.
And once again, it starts at 2 today.
2 o'clock p.m. to 6 o'clock p.m. today. The Fresh Thyme locations, 175th and Center, 132nd and Center, 149th and Maple, at the Nebraska Furniture Mart's Mega Mart entrance. Okay, that's today. Tomorrow, they're from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Fresh Thyme location, 175th and Center. Dyslexia almost got me. 132nd and Center. Don't want to have people go to 150th and Center.
Right.
That's me, though. 175th and Center, Fresh Thyme location. 132nd and Center, that's where I'm going to try to get over from 10 to around noon tomorrow. 149th and Maple, and then at the Nebraska Furniture Mart, Mega Mart entrance. That's where they'll be. NRG is going to step up to the plate. They're going to do their thing. We're going to get the guys out there and gals out there and make sure you got somebody to at least entertain you, maybe tell you a funny joke. But anything you can do will always be helpful and appreciated. Another reason that it's great to be a part of this little family here and get to do what you can do to help the rest of our fellow Nebraskans that are struggling right now. And hopefully this stuff up in North Dakota melts quick. We get out of here and get everybody safe and get everybody healthy. Those that have been in the mix, let us know. Tell your stories. But we'll get that done. NRG's gonna do what they can, and we hope you do as well. We're taking a break here. Come up. That's hour one down. Hour two to go. We're going to hop on the phone. We'll see what happens. Game time, 1620 The Zone, 1620 The Zone app, and 1620TheZone.com.